Hey team, it's Frances. I was on with the lovely breakfast team earlier this week, giving out some quick tips for getting through the cost of living. I know it's really tough out there and there's often not a lot we can control, but when we do control the things that we can, it might make life a little bit easier. And so I thought, okay, before we slide on into the weekend, let's just do a quick dose of cost of living. If you want a little more depth on this, then there is, of course, last week's webinar on the cost of living, where we really got into the nitty gritty. But until then, here are some top takeaways.
Well, it's no surprise we are in a cost of living crisis. Essentials like insurance and rates are soaring, but that's not all. Even everyday staples like butter and your mints keep tightening the squeeze on our wallets. So how can we manage the rising costs when everything just keeps getting more expensive? To give us some guidance, we're joined by friend of the show and independent financial journalist, Frances Cook. Morning, Frances. How are you?
Morning there, not too bad.
Morning. Well, look, when we see these numbers rising on foods in the supermarket, is it justified? Are we right to freak out?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the problems, right, as we're seeing some of these headlines saying, oh, you know, inflation, still not great, but it's getting better. And people look at their bills and say, what do you mean it's getting better? It's because when you dig into those numbers, what's happening is your core costs are still really expensive and still going up. So, you know, some of those foods that were the cheap foods, like you say, the butter, the mints especially has shocked me how much that has gone up in price. That's supposed to be a cheap food hack. But those have gone up a lot. The power's up, insurance is up heaps. And it's what's called discretionary areas, the areas you don't have to spend on, shoes, technology, those sorts of things. Those areas are falling in price because everyone's cutting back on their budgets. And so they're putting things on sale. But that's why it's feeling so tough out there. The areas where you can't avoid spending, still not great.
So we can get cheap shoes, but we can't eat, is what you're telling us. Okay.
Yeah, well, okay. Don't we
love that? Fantastic. When we are grocery shopping, though, are there things that are obvious money savers to you?
So it's changing a lot at the moment. And so I think when you're heading to the grocery store, what you can do is, speaking of tech, use AI a little bit to help you. So you can make substitutions in your regular recipes, things like oil for butter instead. But I don't know about you. I'm not a chef. I do talk to chefs and try to get their tips, but maybe like two or three of them will stick in my head and an actual chef knows 10, 20, whatever. So when you're hitting the grocery store and you see something that's just gone out of your budget, if you've got your phone on you, you can chuck it into AI or chuck it into Google. What can I substitute for X? And then you can find a cheaper version there. And that's often really helpful.
Is this part of your action plan? I understand you have a bit of an action plan when it comes to going out there and saving money in the kitchen.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, first of all, those substitutes are really, really helpful. And then if you can, the core pantry is so great. A tip that I picked up from Alice Taylor to give her full credit where it's due. And this is where you have your core carbs that you might come back to very often, a couple, you know, rice and pasta maybe you use a lot. Maybe you cook a lot of chicken. That's great. And then from there, you're looking at the specials. And again, using some Google Foo, using some AI to say, okay, what can I substitute to turn this into an actual recipe? Because these days you can say, I've got chicken, I've got pasta, I've got oregano. What can I do to turn this into something that I can actually eat here?
Give me something positive. Are we looking, is there a light at the end of the tunnel, mate? Is the mince market going to bottom out at some point? Is it going to get better?
Well, we really hope. there are all sorts of claims that things are being done to make it better. The problem is that there is a lot of uncertainty in the world in general right now. So there is a lot that even if we tell our government, hey, you've got to fix up the supermarket duopoly, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. Well, there's also, you know, tariffs overseas that are really, really hard to control. So I think it's about controlling what you can control. I would say, you know, when I talk about some of those other big bills that you've got, like your power, your insurance, whatever, I've already said before on the show, go around and negotiate and ask for deals and still do that. But also while you're paying those big bills, see if you can pay it annually rather than monthly, because often those annual bills, you'll get a discount for paying it in a lump sum. Now, I know that can be a lot for people to deal with, but if you are able to do a big lump sum payment and then start a savings account so that you can have a little bit drip fed into there every month as if you were paying it monthly, and you save up that amount and come back to it, and then at the end of the year, you're able to pay that lump sum without it all coming out of one paycheck, you're going to save a lot. Just a little bit of forward planning there can help.
Very useful tips. Hey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Frances Cook, financial journalist and bearer of good news in some parts, I'd have to say. Thank you so much.
Controllables. It's something we used to always talk about as athletes.
Yeah.
You just got to control what you can. You can't control the umpire. You can't control the lights going out, but you can control how you respond to that and how you, you know, how you play in the moment.
Are you a substitute? Because that's something that some people that cook in the kitchen, they can't do that. They can't go, the recipe says this much, and if I don't do it, it's going to taste horrible.
Well, sometimes you start a recipe, right? And you go, yep, I think I've got everything, because I don't go in the pantry and check beforehand. I just start.
That's just trust the system.
Kind of how I roll.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, shoot, I don't have A, B, or C. So what is the alternative? You've got to go and buy that. Well, okay, I'm not going to go and buy that. So I do exactly what Frances says. I'll jump online and jump into AI or go, okay, so what can I substitute this ingredient for? And it'll give you these different answers, and then you kind of go, oh, yeah, I've got a little bit of something that's similar to that. I'll chuck that in. Works. It's fine.
Nice.
It's fine. Everybody ate.
Rule of percentages, really, isn't it? If you haven't got all the ingredients,
that's right,
most of them should be a similar sort of meal.
Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.